Now, you might remember that the first humans came to the Americas from Siberia, across a land bridge from Siberia to Alaska during the last ice age. They came no earlier than about 23,000 years ago. They spread across the North and South American continents to create a population of about 40 million people. That much is well known. But what I've always wondered about was how large the original population was that came across the land bridge.
You aren't the only person to have wondered about this, Don. In fact, in 2018, a team of American and Brazilian researchers published a new study which may provide an answer.
It seemed like a hard question to answer. Could they tell from the size of campsites along the land bridge?
Nope. The researchers found a much better way. They compared the genomes of modern Asian groups and modern Native American groups and looked for an ancient population size that explains current genetic variability. The patterns they found could tell them how narrow the genetic bottleneck was for the original inhabitants of the Americas. They took genetic samples from 10 modern Asian groups from Siberia to China and 10 different groups of Native Americans from Central and South America. They studied 9 carefully chosen inactive segments of the genome.
So what did they find?
They found that the genetic bottleneck was severe, and the founding population of all native peoples of the Americas was just a few hundred people, most probably about 250. From this small beginning, Native Americans recovered their genetic diversity through random genetic mutations that happened afterwards.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are thousands more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.